North Korea takes a dubious honor for the eighth year running. Church leadership is mobilizing response to conflict in Congo, and a ministry acts as a catalyst between poverty and hope. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Every day, thousands of Christians are persecuted for their faith in Christ. Today, Open Doors USA is releasing its World Watch List, the list of 50 countries which are the worst persecutors of Christians. For the eighth year in a row, North Korea tops the list. However, Iran has overtaken Saudi Arabia for second place. Open Doors' Carl Muller.
This year, we saw a dramatic increase in incarcerations, torture even, of Christians in the notorious prisons of Iran, including Miriam Rustampour and Marzieh Afzmirzadeh.
Rounding out the top 10 include Somalia, Maldives, Afghanistan, Yemen, Mauritania, Laos, and Uzbekistan. Mueller says it's not all bad news, though.
As we pray for and support world evangelism, we have to remember that it's these brothers and sisters who are on the front lines. And these 50 countries really are the places where the church is growing at an exponential rate in many cases.
You can join the Open Doors prayer team. We have a link at our website. Next, church leaders are trying to figure out the best way to help the Evangelical Free Church of Congo meet the needs of thousands displaced by fighting in Northwest Congo. Reach Global, the EFC of Congo, Reach Africa, and the Bangui Evangelical School of Theology are meeting in the Central African Republic to discuss ministry partnership projects and future ministry plans. Pray for the developing ministry partnership as they work towards sharing the gospel within the region. You're listening to Mission Network News. For years, guerrillas and paramilitaries have been recruiting Colombian youth to perpetuate a cycle of violence. One Hope's new dramatic film, En Tus Manos, tells the story of a boy who found a way out. He had agreed to kill a pastor so he could join a gang, but the gospel reached him first.
He went to the church and he spoke to the pastor and he said, "Pastor, I came here today to kill you, but I read this book last night, and instead, I need to know, is Jesus alive, and can he really change my life?" And the pastor was able to lead Carlos to the Lord.
Pray for millions of people who will see the film on Colombian national television and in school assemblies.
We believe that if young people can see that the answer is not in violence, but that Jesus can break that cycle of violence that existed in their homes and in their nation, that true transformation can come, true hope can come. And of course, by working alongside of the local churches across the country, that's where we're really going to see the discipleship and long-term fruit come.
Elsewhere, one in two children lives in poverty around the world. Many of them die invisibly. Judy Davis, an advocate of Food for the Hungry, says talking about the problem in big numbers overwhelms people into apathy.
When people start to think about one child, one heart, making a difference to that one person, then it becomes manageable.
She's encouraging people to get involved not only in a financial way, but also a personal and spiritual one.
We have a chance to live and walk the walk that Jesus has laid out there for us. Many times, without ever speaking a word of the gospel, we can share and show the love of Christ.
Food for the Hungry needs your help. You can check out details at our website. Davis gives us one final thought.
What I would like to do is just challenge the people to walk, to listen, to learn about people living in poverty and cruel, harsh circumstances. See their beauty and accept the challenge. Make a difference in the life of a child and be changed in the process.
And One Gospel for Asia supported pastor has a heavy burden for the Chikma people of India and Bangladesh. These people are poor, oppressed, and completely illiterate. The pastor and some Bible college students began visiting the kids and holding a Sunday school class for them. Now dozens have decided to follow Christ. 200 have expressed interest in learning more about the gospel. Pray for salvation for these people and for spiritual growth for new Christians. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.